Okay, welcome everyone to this Wise USA meditation, the special Earth Treasure Vase Wise USA meditation as part of our Wise USA meditation series. The series takes place on the full and new moons leading up to the US elections to create a space for wisdom and joy and compassion to come into the field of the US at this important time. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, and apologies for the short delay in our start tonight. My name is David Nicol, director of the Gaia Field Project, and we're very excited tonight to engage in this very beautiful Earth Treasure Vase practice. Before I introduce Cynthia Drewers, who's going to lead us in that practice, I just want to give a little bit more context about this series and other events related to this Wise USA program. Those of you who have been following this series will know that for quite a few months now, we've been convening these calls on the new and full moons to build the field, to anchor the field at this very turbulent time. And just recently, we introduced a new aspect of the Wise USA program, which is a practice we call the Liberty Bell Minute. And this is a daily one-minute meditation at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can sign up at www.wiseusa.net to receive a free daily text and or email reminder that you get just before 9 p.m. Eastern. And there's a link in that email to the Liberty Bell Minute meditation. It's a short video, it goes for a minute. And we have almost 800 people practicing daily now. And just a little background in World War II, there was a project that came to be known as the Big Ben Minute. And they had, when Big Ben chimed on the BBC radio nine times at 9 o'clock, just before the 9 o'clock news, people all around the Commonwealth were invited to observe a minute of silence, specifically to create a field of support for the Allied forces during the ordeal of war. And they estimate that 5 million people per day did that practice in World War II. So we're building on that precedent, and in our time of need, we're calling forth people across America and around the world to observe that minute of silence together on a daily basis. So please join us at wiseusa.net. So I'm delighted now to introduce Cynthia Drewers, good friend of ours at the Gaia Field Project. She's part of our Gaia Field Council, and she is the lead teacher and founder of the Earth Treasure Vase Global Healing Project, and the lead teacher at Open Sangha and the Alliance for the Earth. And so Cynthia is going to just bring us describe the context of this beautiful project, and then we have a very special guest, a couple of actually very special guests today as well, before we do the meditation. So thank you so much, Cynthia. Over to you.
Thank you, David. Hello, everyone. It's so wonderful to be with everyone once again on this full moon night here in New Mexico. I imagine it's not night where everyone else is, but wherever you are, I welcome you and am so grateful for your presence. We choose this full moon time every month to practice together because it's said in many spiritual traditions that the time of the full moon is a time when our prayers are amplified by the power and the light of the full moon. And so we've been doing this practice now for 26 years. In 1990, I had the incredible opportunity to go to the very remote part of Nepal, where I was introduced to a lama who lived in a cave. He was over 100 years old when I met him, and I was struck by the opportunity to ask this great wise being a question, and I asked him, what can we do to bring healing and protection to the earth in these times? And I was given a practice of the earth treasure vases, which are little clay pots coming out of the Tibetan Buddhist tradition that are filled with prayers and offerings symbolic of healing and protection for the earth. And they're then once they're filled, they're sealed and then planted in places that need healing and protection. And of course, nowadays, pretty much everywhere needs healing and protection and renewal in all of these different ways that that is called for. But I've been carrying out this practice now for these many, many years and have traveled all over the world to create a global mandala of healing and protection for the earth. I like to think of it as a mandala where each of the locations that the treasure vases have gone, have been planted, are like almost like acupuncture points into the earth, bringing our prayers and intentions for awakening, for healing, for compassion, for wisdom, and peace. And so you can imagine as we do the meditation, we'll invoke these locations, and you can imagine it kind of like a mandala of light and of intention going around the planet. The person who took me to meet this old wise man who lived in a cave, whose name was His Eminence Kushuk Mongdong, or Charak Rinpoche, his closest disciple, his heart son, is another lama by the name of Lama Nawang Sultram Tsongpo, who is my very, very close Dharma friend and Dharma brother and Dharma teacher. And Lama Sultram guided me to meet his teacher, Charak Rinpoche, 26 years ago in Nepal. Lama Sultram is from Nepal. He's a Sherpa lama. And it just so happens that he is here with me tonight. He came to visit for the first time in about 10 years, and we've had an incredible weekend together consecrating the second generation of Earth Treasure Vases to be now available to be stewarded to different locations in the world. And Lama Sultram is here, as I say, on the phone with us, and I would like to just invite him to say hello to you as my special guest, and you can hear his voice. I'm going to invite him to say a few little blessings along with the meditation as well. But it's just such a joy to have you with us, Lama Sultram, and have you be able to experience this incredible technology that we have utilized to connect people all over the world in this meditation, which you yourself made possible. Lama Sultram is responsible for creating the Earth Treasure Vases that we have been carrying, these little clay pots that we carry all around the world, fill them with prayers and offerings, and they're so potent and so powerful. And I'm just so, so grateful for this practice and for your presence here today. So please welcome and just say a few words if you would.
Thank you very much, Toshi Dele, and namaste to all of you. I'm very happy to be here. This is my second time to be in New Mexico with Cynthia in this project. Since we met in Nepal in 1990, we did the journey to Mount Everest area to Charak Monastery to meet my teacher, where she got the teaching from my teacher, Kushuk Mongdong Rinpoche. It is very precious project and wonderful thing that she is doing. I'm very happy to know the progresses. And because one thing, many time people only take out of earth, only taking, but nothing giving back. So this is a little chance to give back to earth something. Then also globally kind of creating community that kind of brings peace in that area, unites people that area. So it is a very wonderful project. Thank you very much.
Lama Sultram. So Along with Lama Sultram on the call tonight, we have another special friend who's a very close colleague of both David Nicol and myself, the co-founder of the Gaia Field Project, Leslie Meehan, who has been with me on a number of pilgrimages with the Earth Treasure Vase practice and has been stewarding an Earth Treasure Vase, this one of the second generation of Earth Treasure Vases, for several years. And Leslie, just yesterday on the actual full moon, was able to accomplish this particular vase that she's been carrying these last few years, and with her community in the Santa Cruz Mountains, buried the vase on the full moon yesterday. And so I would like to invite you, Leslie, to say hello and to briefly share the story of what happened yesterday on the full moon when you buried that treasure vase.
Thank you, Cynthia. My heart is so full to be able to be on the call with you and David and Lama Sultram. This is such an honor to be with you and with everyone on the call today to share this story, to just be part of this global community. Ah, it's such a joy. So as Cynthia said, I live in the Santa Cruz Mountains area in the South San Francisco Bay between Silicon Valley and the ocean, and the area where I live, you know, I consider, and those of us who live here consider to be the heart of this region between, you know, the high technology and the sea, and we have mountain lions and bobcat and coastal redwoods and other precious species that roam the lands here and reach the sky and the lands here. So this is a very special, sacred place on Earth for our community. So we were very honored to receive one of the second generation vases and have been waiting and sitting in meditation for years now for the right time to bury it, which happened to be yesterday. And we have a drought here, and it has rained all weekend. It just finished raining just as the call started. So we consider it a rain dance. And we had a beautiful circle of people gathered around the vase physically. We had people calling in from around the country to offer blessings to the vase. And it was very moving, the prayers and the objects that people brought to put in. We had many offerings from our community, everything from, you know, the redwood pine cones and dirt and water from both the San Francisco Bay and the ocean. But we also had objects from every continent on the earth, except for Antarctica. That's next. That meant something dear to the person who offered it. So we feel like this is a vase for the whole world, and we really strongly feel that this vase already is a beacon in the whole mandala, beaming love into the world with and through all of us. So it's a real blessing to be with this circle. And I want to mention the Wise USA vase too. Cynthia, you may want to say something more about it, but the Gaia Field Council buried a Wise USA Earth Treasure vase in July and in Kansas, the last remaining tall grass prairie lands in the country, in the Flint Hills. And we could feel this vase here in California kind of sync up with the vase in Kansas and the other vases around the country and then around the world as it was going into place. So it gives me great joy and hope, courage for the world to be sitting in this practice. Namaste.
Thank you, Leslie. It's wonderful to hear about your experience, and I look forward to hearing all of the details. Thank you so much on behalf of all of us for yet another little treasure base into the earth, into as an offering to Mother Earth, and to bring about this balance and healing that's called for now. And you mentioned the earth treasure base, the previous earth treasure base that was buried just a few months ago in Kansas. We dedicated that one to a wise USA and decided to take it into the heartland of America, into Kansas, as Leslie said. And it was so beautiful to do that, and kind of began our process with this focus for a wise USA that David has so diligently and skillfully executed, as far as so many practices on the new moon and the full moon, and then the treasure base going into the heartland of America, and now the Liberty Bell Minute coming in, building up to the election time, to give everyone who is engaging in this practice many, many ways to channel our intentions for wisdom and compassion, especially those qualities to take root in this country at this time when, and in the world. Of course, it's not just the USA. There is such a sense all over the world that things are in a state of some extreme. So we're in this practice with the treasure vases, we're kind of using the vase that was buried in Kansas as an anchor for our prayers, for a wise USA in the middle of the Flint Hills, in the tall grass prairie land, in the middle of the United States of America, rippling out now, connecting with the vase in Santa Cruz and all over the world, to kind of hold this intention and root it into the earth for the qualities that we hope to see flower in the world around us and in ourselves, because, of course, we are also vessels. We are like these little clay pots that are filled with prayers and offerings that we take out into the world and then bury. We are also like this. So we do the practice now to cultivate these kinds of intentions and to really see ourselves in the context of the whole web of life that Mother Earth Gaia is inviting us into participation with her at this time to engage in the restoration, really, of life force, you know, the regaining of vitality in the world. So with that, I think I would like to invite us now to find a comfortable seat if you're not already in one, and take a few breaths, and we'll go into the meditation. And the way I'd like to start is to ask again for Lama Sultram to do a blessing in Tibetan. This is called the Refuge in Bodhicitta verses, and specifically Lama to, you know, with the intention that we are invoking tonight for this wise USA. So please, if you would, offer the opening blessing.
Sanjay Chodan Sodi Chonam, 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 Sanjay Chodan Sodi Chonam,
now, find your seat and take a few breaths, just breathing in and breathing out, allowing your breath to settle into your deep belly, your body to relax. Just everyone try to feel that sense of calm and peace and stability just in this present moment, right now. Be comfortable. Open yourself now and bring full attention to this present moment, wonderful moment that we've been given to come together in this way. Each of us in our own way now forming the intention to do this practice not just for ourselves but for the benefit of all beings. All beings. Call on all of your teachers and guides, lineage masters or teachers that you feel connected to, the sources of inspiration that guide you in this life, your ancestors, elders, and bodhisattvas, all of the wisdom beings in the unseen realms that we each feel connected to in our own way. Invite them to be present with you and with all of us right now. Call on them. Invite them. Ask them to share their blessings for everyone that is present for this meditation. Receive the blessing that is being offered. We ask when we invite. Feel the love and the support, guidance and the healing comes when we open ourselves that which is so much larger, our own little selves. Take another breath and breathe that in, all of the blessing of all of the lineage masters, including those that have blessed this particular practice of the Earth Treasure Vases for so many centuries. Feel that love and that caring and that blessing coming into your own deepest heart of hearts, taking root in your own lived experience. Breathing in, feeling that blessing and that love, healing, and breathing out, sending that out to everyone who is present for this meditation, our global circle of unity. Breathing in, receive the love that is being sent. Breathing in and breathing out, sending and receiving this love and this caring, this intention for wisdom and compassion all around our own circle, community, including all of our friends and family, all of those who this practice might serve. Imagine our circle, our virtual circle, expanding and growing from wherever you are, your neighborhood, your region, country, or continent, to include all beings in all places, embracing the whole planet, our love. And become aware of the places where there is suffering. Those who are suffering and all of these places around the world, the places where there is war, poverty, peace, pollution, droughts or floods or earthquakes, anywhere the need for healing is very great, including tonight the United States of America. Breathing in and breathing out, send your love and caring to relieve the suffering of the earth, people, all life, all around this whole planet. Call the beauty and the goodness of life, the riches to be found everywhere in nature. And imagine that where there is hunger, we send food. And where there is thirst, water. Where there is homelessness, shelter. There is war, peace. There is sickness, well-being. Imagine there's enough for everyone, everywhere, no matter what. And breathing in and breathing out. Imagine that where the earth is unstable, in danger, beings are out of balance in any way, area is brought great protection and healing, and that balance and harmony is restored. Imagine all of the riches and goodness of nature, the precious gifts of the earth that sustain life, and the very essence of the elemental energies of nature are being strengthened and revitalized all around this beautiful blue-green planet that we call home. As we invoke the places where the earth treasure vases have been buried all around the world, imagine each of the vases is radiating light in every direction, sending healing and protective energies wherever it is needed, in whatever form it is needed. Imagine rainbow light streaming forth from each of the earth treasure vases. Blue, white, yellow, red, green, and all the colors in between. Breathing in and breathing out, allow the feeling of caring and compassion and wisdom. Heart of hearts to grow. Feel it in the depths of your bones. And send that feeling out in the form of light to all of the people, animals, plants, and places that are connected to these earth treasure vases that need healing and protection and compassion in the past, in the present, and in the future. Location where one of the Earth's treasure vases was buried is a cave above Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, the birthplace of the atomic bomb. And then in the north of this region, to the source of the Rio Grande River in Creed, Colorado. And to the south, at the mouth of the Rio Grande, at the Gulf of Mexico. Of Mount Baldy to the east, above Santa Fe, New Mexico, and on top of Mount Chicoma to the west, known as Sicamu, to the Tewa people of New Mexico, where this mandala began. going out in every direction, all around the whole planet. Hudson River, New York, to the headwaters, old growth redwood forest in Northern California. Pardon me. To the Punta Cometa on the coast of Oaxaca in Mexico. Vilcabamba, Ecuador. Kosovo, Kosovo. The Taodum Forest on the border of Thailand and Burma. Tritium Laboratory at the University of California at Berkeley. The village of Ein Karem in Israel, Palestine. Hiroshima, Japan. The cloisters in New York City after 9/11. Sphere 2 in Oracle, Arizona. Martin Luther King Freedom Center in East Oakland. Source of the Ganges River in India. The source of the Amazon in Peru. The Southern Pacific Ocean, 93 feet down in Agum Atoll, the Trobriand Islands, Papua New Guinea. The Arctic Circle, Alaska. Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta, Colombia. Telawoyan Village, Lofa County, Voinjama District, Liberia, West Africa. The Blida River Canyon, Limpopo Province, South Africa. The Plateau in Egypt. Haleakala, Maui, Hawaii. The Itomboi Forest, South Kivu Province, Democratic Republic of Congo. Avebury, England. Bindaluk, Jawan Country, Catherine, Northern Territory, Australia. Now, Mandala is expanding on the first six locations of the Earth Treasure Base. Mandala, this new generation of vases going out. The first one was buried in this new generation of vases at Gabernmong in Arnhem Land, Australia. Then the Mackenzie King Park in Ottawa River Valley, Ottawa, Gatineau, Canada. The original garden in Findhorn, Scotland. The great stupa of Bodhanath in Kathmandu, Nepal. And the Flint Hills of Kansas in the heartland of America. Now, the Santa Cruz Mountains in between Silicon Valley and the Pacific Ocean, Northern California. This then is the global mandala, the Earth Treasure Base. Offering the Earth. Breathing in and breathing out. And imagine that all that is needed to relieve the suffering of the earth can be seen light radiating out from each of these earth treasure vases all around the whole earth in every direction. C see the light like waves flowing back and forth from your heart to the earth treasure vases, energizing the vases and adding vitality and brilliance to the light that is then flowing out to the whole area in the sphere of influence of each of these earth treasure vases. In particular now, turn our attention to the treasure vase buried in the heartland of America, Flint Hills of Kansas, holding our intention for a wise USA, and focus your concentration, build the intention through this prayer and through this meditation, wisdom, root, country at this time. Realized in all of our lives. Your concentration on bringing this healing, this protection, this wisdom and compassion. United States of America, pulling out across the prairies, east, west, north, south, across the whole earth, for all time. See the healing and protection, wisdom and compassion radiating out from these bases. Waves of light flowing back and forth endlessly. In this heartland of America, growing stronger and stronger, going deeper and deeper. Riding on the energy of each of our prayers, imagine that the healing is accomplished. Vitality of the earth is completely restored. Root in the hearts and minds of all beings in this land, awakening wisdom. All beings. Rest without any effort at all. Just recognize the great interconnected web that is life on earth. And from this awareness, say that the compassion and wisdom and peace is our true condition, bring supreme happiness and benefit to the earth and to all beings. I would like to invite David to share the Wise USA Declaration with us, please.
We the people, the ancestors of our great-great-grandchildren, call forth the deepest wisdom, the greatest joy, the highest compassion. From the heart and soul of America, for the benefit of all life on Earth in the next 7 generations. May wisdom prevail in the United States of America. May peace prevail on Earth.
May it be so. Thank you, everyone, for your intentions during this meditation. And David, I think now we'd like to open up the call for your prayers and sharing. Whoever is on the line and is moved to offer a prayer briefly, David, would you like to facilitate that process?
Yeah, thank you so much, Cynthia. So we'd love to hear your prayers and blessings and intentions. And if you would like to offer something into this circle, please press 1 on your keypad and we'll give you the mic, invite you to say your name and then your sharing, and then just say thank you at the end so we know you're complete. And I'll have Barry, if you can do the honors with the giving people the mic. Thank you.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. So again, you just one of your telephone keypad or the device dial in, and that will be the indication of raising your hand. So I'm going to call off Avon. Hi, Avon. Welcome.
Thank you. The motto of the Great Seal of the United States of America is E Pluribus Unum, out of many one. If we remember that and radiate that out through this meditation as well, may it bless all beings. Thank you.
Avon.
Thank you, Avon. Next, we'll go to Maggie. Hi, Maggie. Maggie, you might be muted on your end. Are you there?
Greetings, everyone.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Maggie and Ava from Australia. We have here the Earth Treasure Vase that will go to the Kimberleys in Australia. The blessings also being given and received from the vase. My blessing, and then I'll pass it over. I give blessings from this ancient, ancient land of Australia, from the red sands, from the silent, deep mysteries of the earth, from the blessings of the stars of the Southern Cross. As we sing the song lines together, may all be well. Blessings. Hello, dear ones. Thank you so much for being one, for knowing that there is no separation. Namaste.
Thank you so much, Eva and Maggie.
Maggie, so again, if somebody has something to share, press one of your keypad. A person wrote electronically, they're having chills, hair is standing up, feeling inside and out. May all beings be safe and happy. Ready to press that. Okay, next we're going to Wendy. Hi, Wendy. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Oh, can you hear me? Wendy? Yeah.
Yes,
I wondered if I may read a poem called I Am the New America. It came to me or through me on the eve of Independence Day last year. It would take about maybe a minute and a half to read. I just wondered if that would be all right.
Please,
yeah,
go
that's
ahead.
Fine. Yeah, please.
I am the new America. How sacred is my name. I am the new America. From God's own heart I came. I am the new America. I am one single race. Peoples of all color and creed. Held in love and grace. I am the new America, no longer in division. All peoples working for the good, a new and sacred vision. I am the new America, atonement is our call for all whose lies were once dismissed, a land of justice for all. I am the new America, one nation under God. Freedom and unity are my staff and liberty my rod. I am the new America, and we the people stand tall, calling for justice and equal rights and liberty for all. I am the new America. All creatures, great and small, are held in love and reverence, a world that works for all. I am the new America, a grateful steward of earth. I am the new America, a nation giving birth. I am the new America, a more perfect union now. No one an outcast or downtrod, to the heart of each we bow. I am the new America, a lantern of light to the world, a more perfect union now revealed, a banner of hope unfurled. The new America sheds her light and peace to all the world. War is no more, and all life is held in freedom and justice unfurled. I am the new America. How sacred is my name. O liberty, ever shine thy torch. Undimmed shall be the flame.
Thank you so much, Wendy. That was beautiful. So we have time, David, we have time for just maybe a couple more, and I want to give time also for Lama Sultram to say a few words. Remember that when you share, it's like you're making an offering. You're making an offering. Your voice, your sharing is an offering. It's intention, ever more strong.
Okay, we have two more up on the board, which is probably about the right amount to January. Hello, January.
Hi. My prayer is that we may use this time to start anew, focusing on rebirth and peace. May this be a time to lay down all prejudices, grudges, past hurts. May we lift up one another with love and compassion for everything and everyone that exists. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, January. And the next person, I hope I pronounced it right, is Uteri. A-R-I, welcome.
Yes, I'm from California, and I wish peace and joy for all souls, and all the best for all of us, and also we are all balanced, healed, whole, ascended, and free, and all our relations are harmonious. And we are love, we are light, we are one, one global, universal, cosmic family of love, light, and goodness, now and forever. Thank you.
So much.
And we have one more on the board. I think we have a moment we can take, and I think this will probably be the last one before we wrap up. We'll go to Doris. Hi, Doris.
Hi. I've just come back from Standing Rock, North Dakota, and I'd like to invite you all to place your highest attention on those stalwart souls who are standing for the earth and for water, and for the land, and for a higher vision, and a bracing for a very severe winter. We send our blessings, we send our support, we send whatever we can to have those souls make their stand and have it be meaningful for all mankind. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
And that's perfect timing. We have a board, so Cynthia, where would you like to go from here?
Well, I would love to ask for Lama Sultram to say just a few personal words of sharing himself, and then to offer a dedication of our practice. Lama Sultram?
Thank you very much. My name is Lama Ngawang Sultram. I come from Mountain of Nepal. I'm a U.S. citizen now, so you all know how the election is going, so we all hope that something greater will come from this, and I pray for that, and I have many friends and New Orleans and New York, different areas. So we're all in the same way. I would like to make a dedication and prayers in from Iman and Tibetan language. So thank you so much, all of you. 생전 탐제 코리만에 나와 주지 산제 취지고 더불어 주지 생전 탐제 코리만 나와 주지 산제 취지고 더불어 주지 여호와군도 양당 건만한 전면 주지 발로 주지 사다람지 내려오는 본안람의 고방률도 쇼 본안람의 넘버 털어라 치치 전해보다 미치 지대 레버 통해 모기 람의 신라 신라 주고로 쇼 쇼고 군도 정보 면치네 진진대회 남아 인재기 대회 전도 먹는 관다바 대다 담전다기 두고를 쇼 나가려서 방어 죽이고 고당의 제로 로전들의 사산도를 치는 면은 일매 두기 텔레로 지쇼
알라라호 may it be so. Thank you so much, everyone, for the depth of your presence and experience and sharing and prayers. And may we just continue to keep it alive in all the ways that we possibly can, support each other, and remember to stay connected to this beautiful intention and draw spiritual support from each other. Whether we're in each other's presence or not, we're here and we're connected, as was mentioned on the call. We are not separate, we're one, and we're so grateful to share this practice with you tonight. Happy full moon. Good.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Lama Sultran and Leslie and everyone. For the richness of this call, this is David Nicol, and just a reminder that if you'd like to continue to connect, we have the Liberty Bell Minute happening daily at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can sign up for free text and email reminders at wiseusa.net, and then please join us again on the new moon on October 30th. You'll get reminders. If you're signed up to this series, you'll get automatic reminders. We'd love to see you again to continue to build the field. And we'll close the call now, but the formal part of the call. But you're also welcome to stay on for a little while if you'd like to be paired with in a small group, three or four. It can be a wonderful way just to connect in a more intimate way and to continue the process of sharing and offering blessings in a more intimate setting. So if you would like to be part of those small breakout groups, please press 3 on your keypad, and Barry will put you in a group where you can continue to connect in that way. But let's just take another 10 seconds of silent gratitude as a way of sealing this formal part of the call, and then we'll say goodnight. And those of you who want to stay in the small groups can do so. But just 10 seconds of silent gratitude. Thank you so much. Namaste. And I'll hand over to Barry to handle the breakout groups. Barry?
Okay, very good, David. Again, if you want to be in a small